They were in the orchard, hands bound behind their backs with rope. They were all kneeling in a neat row facing the river, first the men, then the women. At the end of the row was a girl. Her hands were not bound. She was so slight and so pale that she looked sickly. There were at least a dozen people standing around, carrying rifles and stripper clips, dressed in green fatigues. One of them stepped forward and began speaking. "It is a heinous crime to take this land away from the hands that till it, from the ones who toil in it and whose toil you reap. For this crime and the crimes you have committed against the people of Izumi, for all these long years, you and your family are hereby sentenced to death. This is the verdict of the People's Court." I'm Betty Martin with Martin's Must Reads, and that's a passage from the first chapter of Ruthvika Rao's novel, The Fertile Earth. The second chapter begins in 1955, 15 years before the executions. It revolves around the children and two families in Urumi, Vijaya and Sri, daughters of the landowner, and Krishna and Ranga, sons of a widowed servant in the landowner's household. One day, the children decide to go hunting for a tiger that the landowner has been tracking. Young Sri slips off a cliff, and although she survives, is sickly the rest of her life. The older brother, Ranga, is blamed and whipped unmercifully by the landowner. Ranga bides his time serving until, as an adult, he leaves and joins a Marxist movement bent on making cruel landowners pay. The book jacket says this book is a vast, ambitious debut that is equal parts historical, political, and human, with the enduring ties of love and family loyalty at its heart. If you're interested in reading a novel about the struggle between classes in 20th century India, then you must read The Fertile Earth by Ruthvika Rao. I'm Betty Martin. For more of Martin's Must Reads, visit krcu.org.